This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that believes profoundly in the principle of free speech, particularly when it comes to public issues, political issues. But does that mean that you have to put up with it if you are caught in traffic somewhere? Or let's say trying to get to an airport in order to catch a plane, and you are blocked completely by some hysterical pro-Hamas demonstrators. What do you do about it? Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas, had his own idea, very controversial, which is urging citizens to take matters into their own hands, basically to overwhelm and throw off a bridge some of these demonstrators. But a much better idea is from Megan McArdle, who's been on this show many times before. She is a Washington Post columnist syndicated across the country. She's also the author of The Upside of Down, Why Failing Well is the Key to Success. Megan, what was the biggest problem with the suggestion by Senator Cotton that citizens should take matters into their own hands?
Well, look, I mean, I think the biggest problem is that if you do this, you are very likely to get arrested. and that's a bad idea. We don't need more people being arrested. But look, I also think this highlights two problems. The first is that vigilante justice is not the way. It gets out of hand easily. We've seen this with a few of these protests where in Panama, a man shot people who were blocking the road. In another episode, a man who was late to a parole hearing attacked one of the people in the road, of course, ended up getting arrested himself, definitely missed his appointment with his parole officer, and did not improve matters. But I think the thing we have to remember is that when the government doesn't enforce the law, you do tempt people to take it into their own hands. They're not just going to sit there while random people block the roads for causes they may or may not agree with. And so the answer is that the government has to make sure that the incentives are such that people do not try this form of protest because they know that it will make them worse off. And that is not the situation we're in now. And why we're seeing so many of these protests is that governments are not taking them seriously enough.
Well, again, you make a completely solid point, which is that right now, the chances of paying a cost in terms of inconvenience, sometimes things that really mess up your life, you have a much better chance of having that happen to you if you're a victim of one of these protests rather than if you're one of the protesters themselves. The authorities go way too long to clear away the obstructions, and then the people who are paying the price for it, they don't go to jail for the most part. What happens to them?
Yeah, well, so the example that I used in my column is that in November at the APEC summit, a number of protests occurred blocking roads the same way you've seen here, including blocking the Bray Bridge for more than 4 hours. It delayed an organ transplant en route to the University of California at San Francisco. The 80 people were arrested. 78 of them accepted a plea diversion deal that gave them 5 hours of community service. And if you think about the hundreds, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of hours of other people's time that they consumed for an extremely minimal expenditure of their own time, and also if you consider that I'm betting they didn't, you know, miss doctor's appointments or daycare pickups or visiting sick relatives or any of the other thing job interviews to do that, they planned their life around it. The motorists didn't get that option. So, of course, you're going to see more of these if it's so out of whack.
And
so,
there's another question here. Do you really want Hamas supporters to be doing community service? What are the chances that they're going to turn it into propaganda for their terrorist cause?
Well, I think that, you know, everyone, we always hope for a change of heart. the community service will be self-improving and teach us to care about our community and love others. But I will say this is just not enough. My modest proposal would be that we make people spend 1 hour, you know, we calculate how many hours were wasted by their activity, and then we make them spend 1 hour in jail for every 1 hour that they cost someone else. Maybe that, you know, people might think that's too strong, but whatever it is, we clearly need stiffer penalties than we have right now.
Have you been surprised to see this develop? You look at what's going on in Colombia, the demonstrators are back. I think there are more people getting arrested. Is there something deeply wrong with the body politic right now that these protesters are able to recruit the level of support they have?
I think there is something wrong with really disruptive tactics. Taking over buildings, you know, camping in the middle of public spaces that other people then can't use for extended periods of time. And I think the thing that is wrong with it is that for so long people have considered, you know, oh, well, their heart's in the right place. Oh, well, they mean well. And therefore, we don't have to hold them to the same standards as other people who are, say, staging parades, which is you get a limited time. There are certain things you can't do because they're dangerous, like blocking roads. This can kill. But also you have to respect other people and treat it as it is a shared public space. Protesters have been given in many progressive jurisdictions, including universities, they've been kind of given a get out of jail free pass from having to adhere to basic civic norms. And I think that has created a protest culture that thinks it has a right to be endlessly disruptive to other people, to shout down speakers they disagree with, to occupy buildings, to make it impossible to have classes, to intimidate other students, as I think you have seen with some of these pro-Palestinian protests. And that has to stop. And the only way it is going to stop is if people get serious about enforcing norms and saying, no, obviously we support your right to speak, even if we disagree with it. It's a vital part of American discourse. You should or are and should be free to say what you want, to try to persuade other people to make your opinions known. But you are not entitled to block roads. You are not entitled to threaten people. You are not entitled to put your hands on people, as we saw, for example, at Harvard, because those people also have basic rights, and you are violating them.
Yeah, what is it, why is it that in so many of these cases, we had a situation here in Seattle where it took 5 to 6 hours before the police cleared away blocking an interstate highway. Why does it take so long?
So I want to say, and sometimes it takes so long because the jurisdiction has made a political decision to humor this. And I think we have definitely seen that. We saw that in D.C., with some protests in and around George Floyd and Ferguson, where police just basically decided to let people block roads. But I do want to defend the police a little bit. In some of these cases, including in the recent Bay Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge blockage and the Bay Bridge blockage in November, the reason it took so long was actually that these protesters had put quite a bit of planning into making it extremely hard to remove them. They had used things like 55-gallon drums filled with concrete, and then chains had been sunk into the concrete, and then they strung the chains through cars, and then they put pipe around the chains, and so it's actually extremely difficult to remove that. It's just going to take a while to, like, get a wrecker up there, cut the chains, move the cars, and so forth. So that is part of it, and I think it really varies by incident, by jurisdiction, but I would say where these blockages are simply being humored, police need to, if you just show up with yourself and you stand there, it should take police about 15 minutes to get you off the road, and that should happen as quickly as possible. There should be no sitting around and seeing if people get bored. You're in the middle of a road. You cannot be there. This is a vital thoroughfare for the rest of your fellow citizens, and you are not entitled to block it, no matter how good your cause is.
Amen to that. Megan McArdle, her column and information about her book is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, the guru of happiness, who has developed an international following, even collaborated on a new book with Oprah Winfrey, Arthur Brooks joins us to answer the question raised by the Wall Street Journal headline, "The economy is great, so why are Americans in such a rotten mood?" We'll be right back.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Is not only a great friend of this show, he's even been a guest host on the Michael Medved Show. He's also a contributing writer at The Atlantic and the host of a How to Build a Happy Life podcast. He's a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School and the Harvard Business School, both, where he teaches courses on leadership and on happiness.
He's also the former president of the American Enterprise Institute and the author of 13 books, the most recent of them, a book that he co-authored, yes, with Oprah Winfrey. And that book was called Build the Life You Want, The Art and Science of Getting Happier. He has a new piece in The Atlantic under the heading The One Big Thing You Can Do for Your Kids. The subhead, the research shows that you probably have less effect on your kids than you think, with one major exception. We will get to what that major exception is, and the major exception is music, right? What the major exception is, we'll get to that in moments on the Michael Medved Show. The Gallup headline most recently was less than half of Americans feel very satisfied with their lives, which suggests that American happiness just hit a new all-time low, which is extremely alarming. And speaking of happiness hitting an all-time low, the fact that today, in the middle of President Trump's trial, where they have finished the jury selection, they're going to have opening arguments, opening statements coming up on Monday, apparently. But there is, meanwhile, this question of what makes Americans so unhappy, that somebody in front of the courtroom who is hanging on to life right now despite critical self-inflicted wounds. He tried to burn himself alive. And I'm old enough to remember that in the early 60s, there were problems with Buddhist monks burning themselves alive in Vietnam, which ended up greatly weakening South Vietnam. It was a different story. We're joined by Arthur Brooks. Arthur, let's go immediately to your piece in Atlantic about the one big thing you can do for your kids. The one thing you can do for your kids that isn't exaggerated about what you think you can do. What is it?
It's to act the way you want them to be. It's, you know, the most amazing thing about raising kids is that it's simpler than people think. We read all these books and we consult all these experts and we talk to therapists about all the things that we should say to our kids. And the basic rule is think about the person that you want them to grow up to be and be that person. And that's who they will become. It's a crazy empirical regularity in social science, but it's amazingly simple.
And we have research that actually shows the effectiveness of that strategy.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot of people ask me, as I know they ask you, Michael, what do I do so that my kids will grow up in the faith? I get that question constantly. In the Catholic community, it's so important. In the Jewish community, perhaps even more urgent right now, as a matter of fact. What do you do? And the answer is let them see you worshiping. And it sort of makes sense. It turns out that there's about a 40 percentage point difference between seeing the physically most imposing parent worshiping and not, with respect to how likely it is that your kids will worship. When I was a little guy in Seattle, out where you live now, you know, I thought my dad could lift the house. He was such a powerful person. And he bowed his knee to no man. But on Sundays, my dad was on his knees. And that had a big impression on me as a little guy. It really didn't matter what he said, but I grew up thinking that going to church is what it means to be a man. And that's how you imprint every virtue, every behavior, or, by the way, any sin and any vice on your kids as well.
Which, again, is a tremendously important point to keep in mind. In terms of, I know you've been asked to comment about it everywhere because you're the expert on happiness. The UN Gallup happiness poll. The United States, for the first time, fell out of the top 20. We were ranked 23rd. Among young people, we were ranked 62nd. We were down there below the Arab Emirates. I mean, we just have not been doing well on these happiness measures. First of all, do you buy the results of a poll like that? Or do you think that they're exaggerating the happiness crisis in America?
Well, there's part of that information that you can accept and part that you can't. The part to not accept is the comparison between countries. And part of the reason is because different countries answer happiness questions in different ways. So to say that Denmark is a happier country than Mexico, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, there are places, you know, where it's bad luck to say you're happy. There's places where it's, you know, you get the evil eye if you say you're not happy. And so the result is you can't compare countries. The United States, 23rd or 26th, that's meaningless. What we can pay attention to is how we change from year to year. And so when you see the United States dropping, that really makes, that should actually give us pause, and especially from young people. And Michael, we know why. We actually know what's going on. There's four things that makes individuals and countries and communities and families happier: practicing your faith, taking care of your family, having close personal friendships, and working to serve others. And all four of those things are in decline, especially for young adults in America. Add to that the incredibly dangerous effects of social media in pulling people apart and hurting their friendships, the political polarization where college campuses are telling students and political parties and the media are telling young people that they have to hate people with whom they disagree, and which creates all kinds of misery. And last but not least, of course, is the coronavirus epidemic, which ruins social life, especially for young adults, for who knows, maybe for a whole generation. And you get falling happiness, just like we see.
Well, as you know, Arthur, we have grandchildren now, and the problem is they can't watch the news. Arthur Brooks, the most recent book, Build the Life You Want, he indicates how you can pass on the life you want to your children as well. We will be right back.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are slated to begin on Monday. Speaker Mike Johnson's push for a bipartisan foreign aid deal in the U.S. House is dividing Republican lawmakers, but Ohio Republican Mike Turner says the speaker is doing what must be done.
Russia and Vladimir Putin have made it clear that they have sites well beyond Ukraine. We need to stop them there in Ukraine. The Department of Defense is ready as soon as we can get this package complete.
Johnson plans House votes on Saturday on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan and a separate bill for the border. The White House is imposing sanctions on two organizations allegedly involved in raising funds for Israeli extremists, as well as the leader of a group implicated in attacks on Palestinians. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Arthur Brooks is the author of 13 books, including the number one New York Times bestseller, From Strength to Strength, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Life. His most recent book, co-authored with Oprah Winfrey, Build the Life You Want, The Art and Science of Getting Happier. Speaking of getting happier, this is something that I think you're uniquely equipped to address because of your position teaching at Harvard and the Harvard Kennedy School and also the business school. Traditionally, we've looked at our colleges, particularly colleges with long and honorable histories, as places of joy. I know that as a Yalie, our college song is called Bright College Years. They don't sing about angry college years. What has happened? Why is it that today, I think even more than the 1960s, that today colleges are places of disputation and anger and resentment and fear. None of the emotions you would associate with sweetness, happiness, nostalgia. What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's a good question and something I've contemplated an awful lot because I've seen the deterioration in college life over the course of my academic career, especially over the past 10 years. And, you know, when I talked to alumni of Harvard, it was the happiest time of their life. They made friendships based on love. They loved what they were learning. They had love for their professors. And the truth is that there's an opposite to love. This is a fundamental philosophical and psychological truth. The opposite of love is fear. hate is not the opposite of love. Hate is a symptom of fear, as a matter of fact. And what's happened is that we've cultivated a climate of fear on too many campuses. This happened when intellectual inquiry was overtaken by activism, by ideological activism. Activism is based on the idea there's good people and bad people. It's kind of a cult in the way that it orients itself toward the good and the bad, the light and the dark. It has a tendency to seek power at all costs. It's always greedy, always hungry, and it conscripts you to a cult. And when you see, and again, it doesn't matter if this is right-wing activism or left-wing activism. It's mostly on the left on campuses, of course. But this cultivates a whole lot of fear. It's convincing young people that if somebody disagrees with your point of view, they're trying to erase your existence and harm you. And no wonder the kids are so fearful. And the result of that is that you get all the unhappiness that we see today. We need to take back our college campuses and make them a place where they can have the thrill of disagreement, the love of friends who disagree with them, and not this crazy activism that's making kids so miserable today. And that's, by the way, Michael, that's my mission, what I'm trying to undertake. I have a piece coming out of the Harvard Crimson, which is our newspaper, called Make Harvard Happy Again.
Whoa. So that's terrific. There's an answer to my question right there. In terms of making Harvard happy, is there anything that can happen to make politics happier? I mean, once upon a time, we had beloved politicians. I think of Hubert Humphrey or Al Smith, who was governor of New York and presidential candidate multiple times. People were described as the happy warrior. And right now, all we have is angry warriors. You have both sides of the political spectrum saying, if Biden wins again, it'll be the end of America. If Trump wins again, it'll be the end of America. Why so apocalyptic all of a sudden?
The reason for that has everything to do with the fact that we're going through a period of politics as religion. And this happens periodically in the United States, about every 50 years, as a matter of fact. We go through these cycles where politics becomes effectively a kind of a cult. And politics is a terrible religion. I mean, it doesn't have good sacraments. The secret languages are awful. The good and the evil doesn't work very well. I mean, think about it. What they have to say, what the Democrats and Republicans have to say today, that your fellow Americans are the problem? Are you kidding me? In a world with the Chinese, Iranians, North Koreans, Russians, that's insanity. That somehow my problem is the Democrat next door, that is just complete insanity. And yet, that's a religious point of view where these highly populistic and polarizing politicians are trying to do that. I mean, look at the talk radio industry. For the longest time, Michael, you've been the voice of happiness on the right. You always have been. That's why you've always been my favorite. That's why we're friends. And yet I look at so much of that particular industry, and it's just got the same kind of cultish bitterness, making it really not worth all that much, as far as I'm concerned, on a lot of fronts that I used to believe in. It's really sad. So the real question, of course, you're asking is, what do we do? What do we do about that? And the answer is leadership. And what's going to happen is that things that can't continue forever won't. That Americans are going to say, I hate being unhappy all the time. I refuse to say that my neighbors who disagree with me actually are my enemy. They're just not. And we're going to have leaders start to emerge again whose brand is greater happiness. And I think it's not going to be that long, and I'm looking forward to that day.
Well, I must tell you that I think part of the prescription for politics improving in this country is the understanding of what you said earlier, which is the opposite of happiness is not unhappiness, it's fear. And what we have right now is people in media, people in politics, people in education who are fear merchants. It's always the end of the world. It's always clouds are gathered above us at all times. Gratitude is one of the opportunities to try to compensate for some of that, isn't it?
For sure. And we have to recognize that the fear and the anger, the contempt, the hatred, that these are very hot emotions that can mobilize people. But for everybody listening to us right now, keep this in mind. When you hate for political reasons, when you're angry because of something you've heard on the radio or on cable television, you've just become somebody's product. You are the product when you hate. That's just a fact. And we have to ask ourselves, how long do we want to be used by malignant narcissists in politics and media? And, you know, this is really what's happening. Look, I mean, I see the no one in my basic political conservatism, but I am unwilling to accept the idea that my liberal family members are my enemy. It's just not true is the way that this works. And that's what too many people have fallen for. And it's time for a love rebellion in this country.
Boy, we were talking about the 60s before. That's sort of an echo of what tried to remedy that situation. In terms of raising kids, which we write about in The Atlantic, aside from exemplifying the kinds of characteristics you want to encourage, is there a way that we should ration the extent of news, the extent of media that they consume?
Yeah. So for the longest time, people would advise that so that your kids are really good citizens to talk about the news around the dinner table. I do not recommend that. I don't recommend that it be the topic of conversation among families to be saying, you know, what is the last terrible thing that Biden or Trump did? This is just completely unhealthy, and it brings the cult of politics around the kitchen table, which is not a great thing to do. I recommend actually rationing the amount that these are not just topics, but the means by which they're entering into our lives. Most notably, it's very important that parents of adolescents and pre-adolescents, that they start rationing social media in a responsible way. These are highly deleterious platforms. These are dangerous platforms. The greatest mistake that parents are making today is, number one, thinking that the world is too dangerous for them to let their kids play in the park, but allowing predators and people who want to productize their children to climb through the screens of their smart devices when they're alone in their rooms. This is radicalizing kids. This is turning kids against their parents. And most importantly, it's making kids incredibly anxious and depressed and even prone to self-harm. The danger is in the phone, and it's coming for your kids. You have to be responsible about this.
You do, absolutely. One of the ways to be responsible is to read some of the brilliant contributions by Arthur Brooks, some of them posted at michaelmedved.com. Have a wonderful weekend, Arthur, and regards to your whole family. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And the Trump trial is adjourned for the day. President Trump, of course, as he left the courtroom, made some comments to the press in which he indicated his belief that some of the people who are on the other side in his hush money trial are whack jobs. But... yeah, let's go to President Trump live as he speaks.
But what's happening here with the judicial system is an outrage. And all over the world they're watching it, and all over the world they're saying it. This is a giant witch hunt to try and hurt a campaign that's beating the worst president in history. Biden's the worst president in the history of our country, beating him by a lot. And this is the only way they think they can win, but it's not going to work. Thank you very much.
Okay, that actually, there were at least five or six different articles, one of them that put together an average of some 600 polls across the country. And it shows that Trump and Biden are tied. The idea that he is beating people a lot, and that's why they have turned to this prosecution. Yeah, the Real Clear Politics average, 44% for Biden, 44% for Trump. Meanwhile, he has left the courtroom. You heard part of what he had to say. The person who set himself on fire outside the Donald Trump trial is named Max Azzarello. He left a manifesto, left behind a car, and the car has written on it, on the back of the car, Trump is with Hillary. Hillary spelled correctly, by the way. And they're about to fascist coup us. The manifesto that he left behind is, he said, this extreme act of protest, meaning pouring gasoline over himself and lighting himself on fire, is to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con,
and our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup. These claims sound like fantastical conspiracy theory, but they are not. They are proof of facts. If you investigate this mountain of research, you will prove them too. If you learn a great deal about Ponzi schemes, you will discover that our life is a lie. If you follow this story in the links below, you will discover the rotten truth of post-truth America. You will learn the scariest and stupidest story in world history, and you will realize that we are all in a desperate state of emergency that requires your action. To my friends and family, witnesses and first responders, I deeply apologize for inflicting this pain upon you. But I assure you it is a drop in the bucket compared to what our government intends to inflict. Because these words are true, this is an act of revolution. And that's what he left behind. One of the things that we've talked about on the show many times is sometimes conspiracy theories are funny. Sometimes they are so ridiculous that you can't take them seriously. And sometimes they are fatal. I have absolutely no idea what Max Azzarello, who's 37 years old, can you imagine destroying your life? Imagine the pain involved with pouring gasoline and lighting yourself on fire. This is appalling. And again, part of what we were talking about with Arthur Brooks goes directly to this. The opposite of happiness is not unhappiness. It is fear. It is living in fear, as this individual obviously did, expecting some kind of fascist coup. I'm sure we will find out more about a very sad life. The last reports are that he is still clinging to life, Max Azzarello, and one can only hope for him a recovery, and hope for the country a recovery from the craziness and the negativity that has become so common, even in our political system. With Marjorie Taylor Greene, Arthur was saying that, look, it's wrong to believe that that Democrat who lives next door or that Republican who lives next door is your worst enemy in this country. And the idea that that it's important to turn on as your enemy the Speaker of the House because he handles Ukraine aid differently from the way you might. Dan Crenshaw, the Republican representative, very conservative from Texas, talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene and what she really wants, which is for the GOP to lose the House. Clip 4.
I guess their reasoning is they want Russia to win so badly that they want to house the Speaker over it. I mean, it's a strange position to take. I think they want to be in the minority, too. I think that's an obvious reality. I'm still trying to process all the bullshit. So.
There are these comments from Representative Mike Lawler, another Republican in the House. He was on CNN and blamed Matt Gaetz and 7 useful idiots, those 8 congressmen who unseated Kevin McCarthy. And you can see what happened with the congressional chaos. Here is Congressman Lawler, clip 5.
You know, some of these folks have nobody to blame but themselves for why Speaker Johnson's hand in negotiations has been weakened. It's their actions that have done that. I look at this very simply. In October, the House was thrown into chaos by Matt Gaetz and seven useful idiots that teamed up with him within the Republican conference, and 208 Democrats. At this moment, when you see what happened in the aftermath of vacating the chair and Israel attacked in a terrorist attack a week later, to do that again would be detrimental to the country and global security. And I think Democrats who are seemingly trying to hold out for some negotiation really should look at this from the standpoint of the institution.
And at least Hakeem Jeffries seems to be doing that. The votes so far on this whole question of trying to help secure the United States and help our allies survive, that is a real issue. Coming up, there were recent statements by President Biden and by President Trump that were somewhat surprising and revealing. And then there's the idea of comparing Marjorie Taylor Greene to Neville Chamberlain, which was advanced by Congressman Jared Moskowitz of Florida. Is that an appropriate analogy? Kevin Williamson says it is profoundly, deeply unfair to the memory of Neville Chamberlain. And then we have two movies, one by action specialist Guy Ritchie. It is called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and it concerns a true story that was just revealed in 2016 about some secret operatives who were working for Winston Churchill to help beat the Nazis. We will review that Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare and Sasquatch Sunset, which is a year in the life of a Sasquatch family. Happens to be a family of Sasquatches starring people like Riley Keough and Jesse Eisenberg in Sasquatch suits. Is it worth seeing? It's rated R. We'll get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.